skip down to another verse. Verse 25. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. We saw in 1 Samuel, the prophets, the things concerning Christ himself. And when we come together for ministry or for a Bible study, what is it that we're looking for? Is it greater knowledge? That's great. We need to know the scriptures. We need to learn. But are we looking for Christ himself? Are my affections so in tune, so focused on the person, that this is the one that I'm looking for in the scriptures? They drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. See, he has caught their hearts again. He has won their affections again, and their hearts are burning. They're starting to burn. They constrained him. He opened to them the scriptures, and they started to see the things concerning Christ in the Old Testament, in the scriptures. And that was the reason their hearts burned. They said later on, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures? Why was it that their hearts burned? Is because their affections were drawn again to him. They rose up the same hour. They're energized by this. There's energy when your heart is filled with something. I mean, ask those two, Jason and Rachel and Daniel and Rachel. I was in this boat 3 years ago. And I'm still there, definitely. There's energy. I mean, where'd you come? You came from Minnesota? That's a long way. She didn't come here. She went to Charlotte and then here. That's energy. And here, you know, they just, the same day, they had just traveled from Jerusalem to Emmaus, disheartened, completely discouraged by the situation. The one whom they had loved, the one that they had set their hopes upon, is dead, is no longer. But look at this. They rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem. Where is your heart? Is it really filled with that person? Do you meditate upon him day and night? Is he the one that comes to your thoughts as you're walking, as you're driving, when you wake up in the morning, when you're reading the scriptures? Is your mind elsewhere but on trying to find him in the scriptures? Let it be that you're looking for him, that your heart is in tune with his heart, and that your satisfaction is only found in him. It's something that we have to train ourselves to. It's not something that's going to come naturally. It's as I spend more time with the Lord day after day, hour after hour, in the word and with and in ministry, you know, under the sound of the ministry and hearing about him, being encouraged by the love of other saints to the Lord. These are things that generate my love for him. And this is exactly where I'll find my energy. It's not in service. It's not the service is as a result of all these things. It's not in going to meetings. It's not in doing, you know, going to conferences, going and being active for the Lord. It's in my heart being set on the Lord. My affections are towards Him. And then I will have the energy. And then I will be sent. You know, that the same hour they went back and had a message for the disciples, for the 12, the ones who were supposed to be close to the Lord. Verse 34, the Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon. They were the ones that went back. And, sorry, I'll read verse 33. They rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, the Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way and how he was known, how he was known of them in breaking of bread. The next verse, and as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, peace be unto you. And there it is again, Jesus himself. And he's the one that could give them peace. Only the Lord Jesus could give them peace. But where was he? He was in the midst. And that is his place. Where was he when he broke the bread? He's the one that gave thanks. I'm sure he was in the midst. We know that this is the Lord's place. He is in the midst. And if we come to meetings knowing that this person that our hearts are in love with is going to be in the midst, my eyes are not going to be on the brothers with all their faults, on whether this brother is going to be speaking as we heard, or whether this brother is going to be praying this way or that way, and whether the singing is boring and off tune, or my affections, my eyes are set in the midst, and that's where he is, the person whom my heart is in love with. And if this is true in my life, then all these minor issues take aside. So this is an encouragement. I speak to myself before I speak to any of you, because it's something that we could gradually learn. It's not something that we're going to, you know, all of a sudden press a button and, you know, I love the Lord. Yes, we love the Lord. We could say we love the Lord, but it's something that we grow. We grow in. We grow in appreciation of a person. You know, when I met Laura for the first time, I loved her. Not love at first sight, but when we got married, yes, I did love her. And today, 2 1/4 years later, I love her much more because I spent that much more time with her. And I appreciate more things about her. And I grow in this. Yeah, it's hard. It's really warm in here. But the point is, it's not something that it's gonna happen overnight. It's something that we need to develop. The point is, focus your heart on Him at home during the 7 days, and then when you come on Sunday morning, when you come Wednesday night, your desire will be to be there because He is there. And you know, if I keep referring to, you know, guy-girl relationships, I guess it's applicable because a lot of us are at that age. But if you know somebody that you like is going to be at a certain place, you're going to make an effort, somewhat of an effort at least, to be there, to see the person. I mean, it goes even for friendships. You want to be around your friends. You want to be around people that you love. But the love has to be there first. You're not going to want to go to a place where you don't really get along with those people. So I'm telling you for a fact that your heart should be towards the Lord. Your love should be towards Him. And as a result, you're going to love going to meetings. You're going to love being with the people of God gathered with Christ in the midst, with the Lord Jesus having His rightful place. Amen.